And in studio this morning, it's Bend Police Communications Manager Sheila Miller. Sheila, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here today. Weather turned like that, didn't it?
It did. Yesterday was so foggy. It was quite a wild ride to work.
Yeah, so we got to talk a little bit about preparing your vehicle and yourself for winter driving.
Yeah, it's that time of year, and I think I always feel like a broken record, but it is your responsibility as a driver to make sure that your vehicle is ready for the weather, and that means things like testing your battery, making sure all your fluids are topped off. Windshield wiper fluid is a big one. I think we all discover that the first time it starts freezing, and making sure you have good wiper blades. And then tires are also a really big deal, right? You can use studded tires if you want to between November 1st and March 31st, but you don't have to have studded tires, obviously. What you do need to have is tires that aren't bald. You need to have tires that are in good working order and that can stop and kind of interact with the road properly when you need them to.
Yeah, we've already had some frosty roads here locally in the last few days. Do police get many calls for roadside assistance?
You know, in these first few cold snaps, we often get a lot of calls for vehicles that are just, you know, not working, right? So they become hazards. Maybe the battery died or their tires are so bad they can't get up a hill, stuff like that. And often these first snow, we often get a lot of very minor crashes where people forget that just because you have fancy tires doesn't mean that helps you stop or, you know, it'll help you start, but you still need to slow down and drive more carefully and give people a lot more space.
All right. So be careful about prepping your car for winter season. Halloween is coming up in just a couple of weeks.
It sure is. And, you know, we love Halloween around here. And at the Bend Police Department, we want kids to be safe. And that means there's some basics, right? We need to make sure that kids' costumes fit. Make sure kids can see out of them. That's a big one that I hear. You know, you get a mask and then your kid can't see out of it and they're tripping and they're falling. So we always recommend using face paint instead of masks. Obviously, we suggest that you walk in groups. Adults need to accompany little kids. If older kids are going to go out by themselves, we recommend that parents or guardians make sure that the kids know what your rules are and that they have a time they're expected to return, maybe like a plan for what parts of the neighborhood they're going to be in. And then obviously don't go into strangers' homes. Use lights. That's a big one. You know, there's those glow sticks, flashlights. There's reflective tape you can throw on a costume. All of that helps. The more, the better. And then one of the interesting aspects, I think, of Bend is that we have some roads in town still that don't have crosswalks, right? So, or sidewalks. And so obviously we want you to use sidewalks when you can. If you can't, you know, stay to the side as best you can. And that's where drivers come in, I think, right? We need drivers to slow down, get off their phones, pay attention, and recognize that there's lots of little kids out who are very excited and overdone on sugar, and they will potentially run out in front of you, and you need to be ready to stop on a dime.
Over the years, I haven't really heard too much following the days after Halloween of, I'll call it, hooliganism. You know? There doesn't seem to be that much. What's it really like?
I would say Halloween is busy locally. This year it's on a Friday, and that could, you know, exacerbate the hooliganism, as you say. You know, I think our community generally is always respectful of each other, but there are always certain pockets and issues that pop up. Halloween is a busy call for service night. It's definitely really busy downtown if people are going out. And so we like to remind people, again, with the broken record, if you're planning to go out and celebrate, we ask that you plan ahead on how you're going to get home. Don't get behind the wheel if you've been drinking. Those are kind of the bigger issues that we often see is with adults, not with kids.
All right. FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND. We're talking to Bend Police Communications Manager Sheila Miller. And I guess you guys have a few openings. How did that happen?
I know. It seems like I was just saying that we were fully staffed and that we were very proud of that, right? After 2020 and COVID and some of the unrest in 2020, we saw a lot of people leave the profession of policing, and we'd been working really hard to get back up to full staff, and we did that, and now we are back down. And so it's kind of this never-ending constant need to hire more officers. We're currently down I think 9 or 10, and then it doesn't count. We have something at the police department called overhires, recognizing that unlike me or someone in records, for example, if I were to leave, you could replace me and have somebody up and running and doing the job in 3 weeks or a month, right? Police officers, it takes a lot of training. We take that very seriously. We don't just, you know, the first day you show up to the police department, we don't just hand you the keys to a car and say, go arrest people. It can often take up to a year for you to be ready to be out on your own in a police car and out patrolling. And so overhires allow us to kind of buffer that as people retire or leave to take other jobs. We have these other people that have already been hired who kind of step into these positions, so we're not short. So we also have a lot of openings in the overhire section. So, you know, we're trying to get ahead of it. I was interested to learn that in the early 2000s, there was a big jump in hiring in policing. And that goes for our agency as well as statewide and I think nationwide. And so, there's a lot of people who are coming to that age where they are able to retire. And so we expect to see quite a number of people retiring soon. So we're working hard to get more people into leadership roles, right, that can step into those retiring people's shoes. And then we're looking for lateral and new officers. So lateral officers are people who have worked at other agencies and are maybe looking for a change or looking for a different agency or a different place to live. Well, we love having those people come. And then obviously we're always looking for new officers who will come here, do an orientation academy, go to the academy over in Salem for 3+ months, come back, do a bunch more field training, and then eventually be out on the road. So we're working on that. So if you know people who are interested in policing and want to learn more, we would love to hear from them.
What if somebody's in a change of career rather than, say, college age, that kind of thing, but maybe they've been working in some other profession or industry for 10 years or better?
Yeah.
Is it possible to make a transition?
Absolutely. You know, we see people from all walks of life who, you know, maybe this has been something that they've always kind of dreamed of, or they have skills that match in some ways. We get a lot of people who've been military for a long time who are interested in a policing career, but we also get people who maybe did IT for a long time or these different walks of life, and they come to us, and as long as they can you know, pass the ORPAT, which is the physical abilities test, and they're a good fit for our agency and they're, you know, comfortable and able to do the work, which not everyone can do. It's it requires a lot of training and it's hard work. But we are open to people from all walks of life, whether they are 22 and straight out of college. We have a student, an officer who just went to academy, and I think he's 21, maybe 22, just finished college. And we have other people who are, you know, mid-career switches. So we take all kinds, and that's an interesting part of what makes our agency great, is what we're looking for is people who are honest and fair and smart, and those people can come from all kinds of places.
Some industries are infamous for poaching from other agencies, and I would think that that's kind of not really, that it's rather frowned upon, especially among your local agencies.
Yeah, I mean, I think locally, people come to us of their own accord, same as, you know, we had an officer who recently left to go to Oregon State Police, right? Because that was more of the lifestyle that they wanted. We have had people come in from other agencies, certainly from smaller agencies locally. What we see a lot of is people coming over from the Valley who want a change of lifestyle. They want to live in Bend. They want to work for a smaller department. We see a lot of people coming up from California. We had a couple guys who came from Florida. We've had people from all over the place.
Bend Police Communications Manager Sheila Miller on FM News 100.1 and 1110 KBND.